serious rugby fan withdrawal today. 4 more years until the next World Cup tournament. But if you watch this year's tournament in Japan, you got your money's worth. You always do, because the Rugby World Cup takes a long time. Here's the world's Jessica Yarmosky.
Over the weekend, South African rugby fans counted down the final moments. After a month and a half, the Rugby World Cup was theirs. Yep, a 6-week tournament. For comparison, soccer's World Cup lasts only a month. And March Madness, men's college basketball, starts with 64 teams and crowns a champion 20 days later. Meanwhile, the Rugby World Cup takes nearly 3 times as long and starts with only a third of the teams. Turns out there's a reason rugby tournaments take forever. Players are crushing each other without pads at full speed for 80 minutes. They also spend a lot of time shoving each other in shows of brute force.
The biggest players of both teams get together and basically push hard against each other, like two wild animals.
Andrew Gray is a physical performance manager for a professional rugby team in Sydney. Part of his job is figuring out how players exert themselves throughout long matches and how long they need to recover.
There's probably an initial 3-day inflammatory period post all of that collision. And then you really need to get yourself in a state where you can train and prepare for the next opponent, which as a bare minimum is probably another 2 or 3 days.
It's not just the physical aspects. Gray also spends a lot of time exploring the mental load rugby players have to take on.
The amount of sleep that you get, the travel that you get, the load comprises all of those things.
So at the World Cup, most players are in a different time zone, doing interviews with media back home, sleeping in unfamiliar places. It's a bit like the Olympics, but that's only 2 weeks. Again, the Rugby World Cup is 6. But the South Africans fought through it all. They crushed England in the final this weekend, 32-12. Captain Siya Kolisi spoke after the win in Tokyo.
We know we come from different backgrounds, different races, and we came together with one goal and we wanted to achieve it. I really hope that we've done that for South Africa to show that we can pull together if we want to work and we achieve something.
Quite an achievement, even if it took forever. For the world, I'm Jessica Yarmosky.